Morning. I've had another call in this morning to talk about this particular subject by the sound of things. Good morning, 4CA. Who's calling?
Yeah, Jeff from Bayview Heights.
G'day, Jeff. How are you this morning?
Very well, thanks. Murray, yourself?
You sound like you want to weigh in onto this argument as well. What are your thoughts, Jeff?
Yeah, look, I don't know whether Tony Abbott and Malcolm Turnbull is really the issue. I think what we've got to look at, the elephant in the room, is that the Labor Party had its second lowest primary vote in history and is within a whisker of forming a government. Now, doesn't that say something is dramatically wrong with our voting process, this preferential voting process whereby the person who comes number one doesn't get to win the gold medal?
Yep, sure.
And it's like someone winning the gold medal at the Olympics in 100-metre sprint, and then the other place getters ganging up and saying, look, we don't like number one.
Yep.
We're going to give the gold medal to number two, three or four.
And look, I agree with you. I mean, the preferential voting system's certainly been under fire for many, many years. In some ways, I can understand why the preferential system is there, but when it's starting to splinter the way that it is, and certainly a lot more interest there in the independents, I think you make quite a fair comment there about the preferential system. You think first past the post is the way to go, Jeff?
I think you have to, because what you're doing is you're dumbing everything down to a mediocre level otherwise. And you're giving a chance to a party that doesn't deserve to win, or a person or candidate doesn't deserve to win. And when you start talking about the Senate, that's exacerbated even more. People are winning, getting Senate spots with ridiculously low percentage of votes. So I think the whole election and the whole preferential voting system, the whole way in which we vote needs to be turned on its head. Simplify it straight back to whoever gets the most votes wins.
Yep.
Simple as that. I mean, that's the way the rest of our society works in all aspects of life.
Yep.
I mean, in my job, we tender for business. You know, if I win a tender for a particular contract, how fair would it be if the others that miss out all gang up and say, look, we don't like him, we think someone else should get it.
Yep, sure. And look, you know, it would make the whole process a lot easier for the AEC. Imagine the headache they've got to go through when people have basically put preferences in every box below the line in the Senate. Imagine the cost and the expense and the time involved with that. It would be a nightmare, I reckon.
It's ludicrous, and I think the point's also been made too. It's time we went to online voting as well. The way in which we vote is archaic. It's out of date. Time to move with the times and get online.
Jeff, thank you so much for your comments today. We'll see what happens in the next few days, and maybe by the next federal election, we'll be first past the post. I appreciate your thoughts.
Thanks, Murray.
Good on you. Good to hear from you. Don't be cruel. Maybe this is a song this morning just for Malcolm Turnbull. It's Classic Hits 4CA.